Or Bhakta Vrindakija. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopinatha Nukunda Radha Kundigiri Govardhana Kija Vrindavan Dhamma Kija Matur Dhamma Kija Abhadri Madhapur Dhamma Kija Jagannath Puri Dhamma Kija Gangamaya Jumna Devi Kija Bhakti Devi Kija Tulsi Maharani Kija Samaveda Bhakta Vrindakija Gaurvananda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namo. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Bhutani Namaste Sisimavani Paskachate Satani. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutana Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sri Shri Rupam Savrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vikam Sam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvarutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Mokitam Shri Vishakam Vikam Shah Vashapapaji Vishak Kusundi Vatam Jijana Pavane Yoga Shri Yoga Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today's June 6, 2022, Hillsborough, North Carolina, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 36, Text 26. Arabhyatam danuryagyagas. Chaturdasyam yatavidhi Vishvasantu pashumedyan Bhutarajaya midduṣe. Arabhyatam should be commenced. Danuryagya, the bow sacrifice. Chaturdasyam, on the 14th day of the month. Yatavidhi, in accordance with Vedic injunctions. Vishashantu, offer and sacrifice. Pashim, animals. Medyan, which are fit to be offered. Bhuta Rajaya, to Lord Shiva, the Lord of Ghostly Spirits. Midushe, the giver of benedictions. So who's speaking this verse? Kamsa. BBT translation. Commence the bow sacrifice on the Chaturdasi day in accordance with the relevant Vedic injunctions. In ritual slaughter, offer the appropriate kinds of animals to the magnanimous Lord Shiva. Prabhupada writing about this from the Krishna book. Kamsa also advised his friends to arrange to worship Lord Shiva by offering animal sacrifices and performing the sacrifice called Dhanuryagya, and the sacrifice performed on the 14th day of the moon, known as Chaturdasi. This date falls 3 days after Ekadasi and is set aside for the worship of Lord Shiva. One of the plenary portions of Lord Shiva is called Kalabhairava. This form of Lord Shiva is worshipped by demons who offer animals killed before him. The process is still current in India in a place called Vaidyanatham, where demons offer animal sacrifices to the deity of Kalabhairava. Kamsa belonged to this demoniac group. We're going to look at commentary of Jiva Goswami, which is exactly the same as the commentary of Sanatana Goswami. Vishnachakravarti Thakur has a brief commentary, so I'm not going to read that. This is by Jiva Goswami, which is exactly, Sanatana Goswami has exactly the same commentary. We should not only use material means. We should use supernatural means also to lure them. The two should be brought on the occasion of a spiritual festival, on the pretext of seeing wrestling matches. Shiva was the protector of Mathura and the bow. He was very generous, Midushe. Midushe means unto Lord Shiva who gives satisfaction by bestowing boons. This is also a statement made out of fear. Arabhyatam Dhanushyadhyas, chapter dasyam yatam vithi, Vashashantu Pushimne Jam Bhutta Rajaya Midushe. Commence the bow sacrifice on the Chaturdasi day in accordance with the relevant Vedic injunctions. In ritual slaughter, offer the appropriate kinds of animals to the magnanimous Lord Shiva. So here Kamsa wants to do a yajna, and he wants to do a yajna according to the Vidhi, and he wants to do a yajna according to the Vidhi, and get the grace of Lord Shiva. So he knows that he needs help. Everybody needs help, right? Right? Everybody needs help. Anybody can make it on their own without any help? You can make it on your own without any help. So even, you know, like the story of Robinson Crusoe, you know, some guy stranded on an island. He still had to take some help. He had to help with the weather. And eventually, of course, he found his man Friday at home. And he had to take help of nature. We all need help. Even Kamsa, this very big demon who thinks that he can't control everything, he still needs help. Even Hiranyakashipu, who wanted to become the Lord of the Universe, he needed help. Who did he seek help from?
From
Brahma. Everybody needs help. Of course, even Krishna acts like he needs help. Isn't it? I was just this morning listening to Srila Prabhupada saying how that Krishna is the supreme controller, but Arjuna is controlling Krishna and says, bring my chariot, O infallible one, between the armies. And he says the devotees want to control Krishna. So the devotees are just, they just don't want to be Krishna being the supreme controller. They want to be like Nandabhava, Mother Yasoda. Come on, eat your meal. Coward boys, they're saying, don't come home, stay with us and play. Krishna doesn't know what to do. Just stay with his friends. So these are the different ways that we can look for help. We can look for help through yajnas, we can look for help through the vidhi, and we can look for help through supernatural personalities. And Kamsa thinks he has this all arranged, right? At the end of this chapter, he's speaking to Akura, to his Maniac friends. Telling the core about his plans, and at the end, the core is going to say to him, at the end of the chapter, what's he going to say? You may have very good plans, but we'll see. We'll see. So it's not just your very good plans, and it's not just plans according to the Vedas. I mean, you know, when we think of modern demons, we think of people who are atheists and just do things on their own, isn't it? Just whimsically, whatever they want to do. When here we have this demon who's following the Vidhi, following Yajnas, he's propitiating Lord Shiva. So I want to look at these three things, Yajna, Vidhi, and supernatural help. And how is it that we have, what's our intention behind it? What's our sankalpa? What's our purpose? What's our intention? What's our mood? So here we have Yajna. So Srila Prabhupada translates the word Yajna as sacrifice. Which is a kind of funny word in English, because sacrifice in English almost means like austerity. You're giving up something that you like, is what we usually mean by the English word sacrifice. But that's not what we mean by yajna. We mean some ceremony to connect, which often involves giving up something. I mean, giving up your brains into the fire, or sacrificing gold, or in this case, sacrificing animals. Now, a ceremony to connect is not a difficult thing to understand the concept of that. Just like, let's say I want to connect with my son in California, so I have to undergo a ceremony. Yes? How are you going to connect with him? Well, I have to have some device. Right? And the device has to be charged. It has to have internet connection. I have to go to the ceremony. I have to turn it on. Okay, now it's on. And then I have to go to the phone app. And then I have to put in the correct number. If I put in an incorrect number, it won't work, right? I'm like, right now in California, what time is it?
3 hours earlier.
3 hours earlier, so it is 10 to 4 in the morning. So if I called him now, he probably wouldn't be very appreciative. And he might not even actually wouldn't answer the phone. He has his phone turned off at night. So I wouldn't be able to connect. Did everybody follow us? Then he also has to have a phone, and his phone has to be charged, and his phone has to have an internet connection, and then he has to have my number not blocked. Otherwise, it doesn't work. So a lot of the Vedic ceremonies, a lot of the Vedic yogis are like this. You have to do them at a certain time, you have to do them in a certain place, you have to do them in a certain way, and you get one thing wrong, and it doesn't work. Yeah? Like I put in one number wrong, it won't work. I call them at the wrong time, it won't work. In fact, he might be angry with me. If I call him at 1 in the morning, you know, why'd you call him? I said, I just wanted to say hello. Right? If I kept doing that, he would probably block my number. Yeah? So all these things have to be in place. In Yogya, we have examples in the Bhagavatam. Actually, two examples where somebody messed up just a little bit. Anybody know those examples? With Tassa, yeah. And he was asking for somebody that would kill Indra, and he said the Sanskrit word a little wrong, and so he got somebody who Indra would kill. What was the other one? Our Bhagavatam transgender story. With Bhima and Sujuna, where this king wanted his son, and in the middle of the yajna, the queen went to the priest and said, "Actually, I'd like a daughter." And so the priest said a different mantra, and so they had a daughter, yeah? So you know, you just get this a little bit off and you get a different result. Of course, in this Kali Yuga, it's very difficult to do these kind of yogas, isn't it? I mean, we have some devotees who are really into this stuff. And okay, you know, we're going to have everything exactly according to Vasu, and we're going to have them referred to exactly right, and we're going to, but, you know, if these great persons in the Bhagavatam could mess up, we could probably mess up. So what is the main yajna in the Kali Yuga?
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. What's nice about this yajna, you don't need any paraphernalia except to be able to chant it here. You can even do it in your mind. It can be done at any time and at any place. Prabhupada said you can chant Hare Krishna even in the toilet room. Of course, we don't take beads in there. But you can chant anywhere, at any time, at any place, and there's immediately a connection. Yes? Right? And a secure connection. The divine couple of Raj immediately. And there's no hard and fast rules. Sometimes we always try to take the rules of the Vedic yogis and put it on the Hare Krishna mantra. Yeah, you've heard devotees do this? Yeah? I have a time to ask some devotees, you know, what's the ideal japa? They said, you have all your 16-hour sun before 7 in the morning. Huh. Or, you know, if you chant all your 16 hours without moving, and I thought, if you're a parent or a very young child, your child would be dead, you know. Not move. Your child will be right, isn't it? Your child will get so difficult to can't move. You'll just have to put away the knife yourself, my dear young child. So they try to put these kind of rules like that, but there's not any hard and fast rules. And they're asking to defense to compare the Hare Krishna mantra with some karmakandic ritual. But the intent of chanting is also has to be there. And I always give this example of Ramdas Vilas, that he was traveling with Raghunath Bhante Goswami. He was carrying his bags, and he was chanting all the time, Ram, Ram, Ram. But when he came to Puri, Mahaprabhu ignored him. Why? Because what was his intention? To merge with Ram. He didn't have an intention of service. He had an intention of merging. And therefore, Mahaprabhu wasn't interested in him. So if one is even chanting a Hare Krishna mantra thinking, I will get money, I will get a beautiful spouse, I will get, you know, house by the sea, and it's, you're not going to attain, you're going to attain what you want. It's a mantra, but I can take up style. Will not get love of God. And Krishna will be sad. Say, so one should not go to a great personality. It's funny, Balyamar said this about himself. He said to Bhagavad, he said, you should ask me for something so great that you'll never have to ask anybody else for anything else ever. Which was why Bhagavad showed him that he wasn't really the big guy in the universe. He couldn't really offer that kind of benediction, but Krishna can offer that kind of benediction. So we're calling out, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Krishna's like, what do you want? Can you cure my cancer? Can you put more money in my account? Can you make everybody like me? Can you give me cars? He's supposed to be asking me for love. So Kamsa's doing this yajna, but he's not doing it to please Krishna at all. In fact, he's doing it, what's his purpose? To kill Krishna, imagine that. That's like if, you know, instead of getting a call from your beloved family member, you get a call from some, you know, criminal. Hello? I am going to kill you at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Imagine that. You have this ceremony to connect with the divine, but his purpose of connection is to kill the divine. But that doesn't work. It's exactly like Dasa, you know, who wants to kill Indra. He wants to create a demon who's going to kill Indra. And Indra kills his demon. So Kamsa's like, I'm going to do this yajna to kill Krishna. And what happens? Krishna kills him. Now, of course, he's not doing it yet to Krishna. He's not trying to connect with Krishna. He's trying to do a Ramana, and he's trying to connect with Lord Shiva. Now, he doesn't understand that Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava. So this is also not going to work. These demons who try to work with Lord Shiva to kill Krishna, what's another example?
Rikishura,
yeah. That was, well, he wanted to kill Lord Shiva. That was an example of, you know, I'm connecting with Lord Shiva to kill Lord Shiva. It didn't work out for him very well. Who else was a devotee of Lord Shiva to kill Krishna? Banasura. Also didn't work out very well. Krishna defeated Lord Shiva with his yawning weapon. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine body warfare. We should talk to the DOD about this. We're developing nuclear weapons, chemical weapons. You know, have you ever checked out the yawning weapon? And then, of course, we have the Shivajwara and the Narayanajwara. And it says anyone who remembers his fight will never be defeated by his enemies. Anyway, it didn't work out very well. Bhanasura was defeated. And of course, Lord Shiva did come in on Bhanasura's behalf and say to Krishna, please don't kill him. And Krishna says, okay, I'll just do an armectomy. Cut off his, all but 4,000 arms. Yeah, and of course Ravana was also, yes, a devotee of Lord Shiva. Thinking that he was very similar, you know, I'm going to propitiate Lord Shiva, or Indrajit, who does that yajna. I don't think he was doing it for Shiva, but he was doing that yajna with the idea that he would defeat Ram and Lakshman. Yeah? And the Vibhishan tells him, yeah, he's going to do this yajna. So Lakshman goes and kills him. So it doesn't work to get the opposite result. If you try to use the process of connection to harm the Lord, then you get harmed. It will go in reverse. Or that Sudakshina. Sudakshina, he wanted to kill Krishna. This is one of my favorite stories, one of my favorite Dwarka stories. So, you know, this starts out with Pandraka, that Pandraka sends this messenger that I'm actually Vasudev, give up your name, give up your weapons, and everybody's cracking up, you know, all of a sudden it's just like rolling on the floor laughing. And Krishna says, yeah, I'll give up my weapons. No problem. You know, so then there's this big fight, and Krishna kills him. Of course, he gets so mukti because he's always meditating on Vishnu. But he had his friend, Kasivash. And Kasivash that morning, similarly, the opposite, Kasivash that morning had told all of his queens, I will bring you the head of Krishna, the silver platter. And so Krishna cuts off his head and has it go over the wall. And it falls into the city of Kashi. But it's all bloody and dirty. Sorry if anybody doesn't like either of us. Anyway, so he goes over there, and everybody's covered. What is this? What is this? Is this a missile? You know, what is it? What's the head? It must be Krishna's head. It's Kashyapa's head. And his son, Sudakshina, says, I'm going to take that Krishna. He killed my father. You know, like his father started the whole thing. But anyways, he's going to kill Krishna. And so he prays to Lord Shiva. Again, we have this Lord Shiva there, and Lord Shiva says, you can do this black art, you can do this black yajna, but only against someone who's not a brahmana or doesn't respect the brahmanas. And Sudarshan thinks, that's going to work. Because Krishna doesn't respect the brahmanas. He lets the brahmanas worship him. Although he's exceptional. He accepts worship from the brahmanas. So therefore, I'm going to be able, so he's not Vedic, so I'll be able to kill him. So he does, gets these priests, he does this black magic, he makes this demon with legs like palm trees, this black demon with cinders coming out of his eyes, and he's popping the ground, and he goes into Dwarka, and the resident says, Krishna, 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 he's on! You know, Krishna says, what are you worried about? You're worried, it's fine. He said, let's just keep playing our game, don't worry about it. And he turns to Sudarshan and says, take care. And so Sudarshan goes and pushes this demon out of Dwarka. But this demon had to kill somebody. He was a kill somebody demon. So he goes and kills Sudarshan, an old priest. And then, of course, Sudarshan goes and levels Kashi. So Srila Prabhupada talks about the, you know, people who worship the demigods. He said they're trying to bribe the demigods. It's like you're trying to bribe a government official. Or he also says it's due to lust, because you're trying to get something that's not due to you by your karma. Yes, isn't that the whole idea of a bribe? Something that you haven't paid for, you don't haven't earned it, you don't deserve it, but you try to get it anyway. Trying to cheat. Okay, the next thing we want to look at is the vidhi. So vidhi are the rules that we follow. Yes, like vaidhi sadhana bhakti means that you're doing your practice according to rules. It's not whimsical. It also, of course, means that it's being impelled by rules. It's being impelled by fear, and it's being impelled by faith in shastra. Although there's some taste, the taste is not specific. So the vidhi means, in bhakti, what we do to progress towards Krishna, and what we will do to please Krishna. The way Krishna likes things. So I always give this example that each of my sons has a dishwasher, and my oldest son, if you can't put wooden things in the dishwasher, and you can't put a glass measuring cup that has the measurements painted on it, because he says it will ruin the wood, it will ruin the paint. And then you have to stack the dishwasher in a certain way. My youngest son's place, you can put anything in the dishwasher. He says, not that if we're meant to have it, it'll come out. And then they have things in different places in the cabinets. So, you know, I can't say to one son, well, your brother has a place in this cabinet. So these are how Krishna likes things and how he doesn't like things. Like, don't offer obeisances with one hand. Why? I don't know. Krishna doesn't like obeisances with one hand. Why do we serve man in one direction and not in the other direction? I'm not Like if I said, you know, why do you have your plates over here? Why don't you have your plates over here? I like my plates over here. It's a person. So vidhi means how Krishna likes it. What are the vidhis? And therefore you see generally, even devotees who are repelled by Radha, generally externally they follow the vidhis. Generally. I mean, you have some people like, you know, Vansi Das Babaji, who doesn't follow any vidhis. Sometimes. Because sometimes Krishna also likes it that you break the vidhis out of ecstasy. Like, usually if a young girl is going to see her boyfriend, what is she going to spend a lot of time doing first? Yes. But the gopis are so anxious to see Krishna. They put the, like this is the top part of your sari. They put it on the bottom. They put their belt on their ankles. You try running with a belt on your ankle. Work there. Or only one earring, or, you know, makeup on only one eye. So they weren't following the vidhis. Actually, it's interesting, Rupa Goswami, when he talks about improper mixing of rasa, he talks about that in the conjugal rasa, if you're not attractive and nicely dressed, it's an impediment in the rasa. So there's that vidhi. However, out of love, sometimes it's broken. You follow very much. And Krishna's charmed. They're so anxious to see me that they're not even, they don't even know what they're doing. Of course, in this display, Yogamaya comes and brings suitable clothes because they're not getting tense. And lots of people with their belt on their ankle and half their makeup on. But the point is that these vidhis are done to please Krishna. And they're also how Krishna knows that we can progress. You know, if you're learning anything, you're learning how to play tennis, and the teacher will tell you, do this, and then you do this, and then you do this, and then, and you might say, well, I want to do this, now you have to do this first, yes? Everybody, you understand that? Like in school, first you teach the children how to have equivalent fractions, and they, why do I need to know how to do equivalent fractions? You know, in and of itself, it has no value. But you can't add and subtract numbers with unlike denominators unless you can first convert to equivalent fractions. Everybody remember that? So the children who haven't yet added and subtracted numbers with different denominators, they may not understand. Why do I have to first be able to find out what is the purpose of this? In and of itself, it's useless. Or why do you have to know, you know, the names of the different things in grammar? Why do you have to know this is a noun and this is a verb and this is a gerund and this is a participle? And this is an adverbial clause, and this is an independent clause, and dependent clause. Why do you have to know that? You know, the children may think, I never hear adults talking like that. Never. When have you ever heard an adult say, are you sure you should use an adverb there? Maybe you should use an adjective. And I think you put your adverbial clause in the wrong part of the sentence. That's a subordinate conjunction. You should use a coordinate conjunction. What's wrong with you? Whoever talks like that? Nobody. And so the children may think, you know, why are we spending all this time learning this? Yeah? But the teacher knows these are the rules of communication. And if you don't know the rules of communication, you won't be able to communicate very well. So there's these vidhis in the shastra, so that we'll be able to progress and so that we'll be able to please Krishna. But the demons, like Kamsa, they're not studying the vidhis for this purpose. They're studying the vidhis because they think this is how we can game the system. Now, like my good friend Rukmini, who has a PhD in mathematics, she's talked to me about this several times, how one of the arguments of the theists is that the universe is very orderly according to strict laws. She says, that's true, but it's not absolutely true. And it's actually a demoniac concept that the demons say everything is according to laws and rules. Therefore, I can learn the laws and rules and I can thus control the universe. So Kamsa's idea of doing everything according to Vidhi is I'm therefore going to have everything turn out exactly the way I want. Maybe you think about Hiranyakashipu, who thought like that. Okay, not the daytime, not the nighttime, that's all there is. Not inside and outside, that's all there is. There's only inside and outside. Right? Who's thinking like that? Not by any living being created by you, not by any living being not created by you. You cover everything. But things are not just according to rules, because ultimately things are run by persons. Even in ordinary life, I've seen in the court, we used to take the kids for our civics class. The judge said, look, I remember this very clearly. The judge said to the guy, 3 times I've given you a chance, and every time you left me out early and you committed another crime. Said, by the law, I should be putting you away for 15 years, but I'm going to give you one more chance. There's persons. Yeah? So ultimately, there's persons. Yamaraj from the creature case, you go, huh? Maybe we'll do it this way, maybe we'll do it this way. There can be discussion. My dear Kanyaka, do you want the good things first or the bad things first? How do you want to work this out? Right? So the demons are wrong. It's not that if you just know all the vidhi, you're going to gain the system. And we shouldn't be taking a bhakti like that either. Like, well, I'm just going to, you know, do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and Krishna's got to give me prema. I mean, I remember meeting a devotee who left the movement and become very degraded. And he visited a temple in Australia where I was staying. He said, 10 years! I chanted my 16 rounds, I went on my mom, I worshiped the deities, I did everything 10 years, I didn't get prema. And it doesn't work like that. Treating Krishna like he's a machine, he's obligated. So then the last thing is kind supernatural personalities. So what was the word here? Or Linux? Miduche. The Lord Shiva is very kind. He is very kind. I mean, he can be pretty heavy too. So we're going to perpetuate kind supernatural personalities to get what we want. So why we also have this, that I have to please supernatural personalities. I have to please Krishna, I have to please Krishna's devotees. But what we should do it to reciprocate love. Krishna's so kind to me, I should be kind to him. Just because we love him and we love the devotees. Without any purpose other than love. Well, we get a little bit of an idea in this world sometimes, isn't it? Where we do things for people just out of love for no other purpose other than love. Yes, everybody's done that. I mean, sometimes even you just, I don't know, one of the echinacea plants out there just gets so thirsty all the time. I don't know why. I have 2 echinacea plants. One of them is fine, and the other one is always thirsty. Give me water, give me water. Just out of affection. It's like, here you go, here's some water. Or the people feeding the cat. But please don't leave the plates outside. So if you're just out of affection, you know, the cat comes up, meow, meow. Oh, I'm making some meat. But why can't we do that with Krishna? Yeah? And then, of course, there are people who worship Krishna not exactly out of affection, but out of gratitude and obedience. A lot of demigods are like that. Most religious people are like that. Well, thank you, Lord, for the sunshine. Thank you for the moonshine. Thank you for my body. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my bank account. And I will be obedient to you. I mean, that's a lot better than nothing. And then we have people like Hamsa who are appreciating supernatural personalities to use them for their own purposes. Maybe people have done that to us sometimes, try to use us for their purposes. Especially if you've ever had any position, power. Or maybe we've done that. Maybe we've gone to somebody with some position of power and made friends with them just so we can use them to get something that we want. Apparently becoming friends with. So anyway, we see here that Kamsa is doing it. Yes, he's following the vidhis. And he's also trying to please supernatural personalities. But what's his sankalpa? What's his goal? His goal is to kill Krishna. And after he kills Krishna, then he wants to kill his father, Ugrasena. And he's going to kill Vasudeva, and he's going to kill everybody else. So it's not just do you do yagyas, it's not just do you follow the vidis, it's not just do you pray to supernatural personalities. It's what's our intention. What's our motive? We need to do these things, but we also need to watch out what is our motive, what is our intention. And these things can be very subtle. You know, this subtle intention of pride or facility or whatever, or defeating an enemy can be sneaky. So questions, comments, additions, subtractions, chastisements. Margin. Dagger?
One comment. You had mentioned offering obeisances with just one hand.
Yeah.
It's the what is more important than your respect? What object is more important to hold on to than when you got than offering your respects to?
So that you're more offering full respects.
Yeah. What are you holding back? What are you holding that's more important than?
Well, sometimes I'm actually holding something in my hand.
Right.
So then usually what I do is offer obeisances with no hands.
Yeah. Or put it down and then offer your obeisances.
Sometimes it's opening places to put it down. So what I usually do is then do no hands. So never quite clear why the. I understand what you're saying, you know, if you're holding something back.
The rules can be broken.
Shiva Prabhupada ki jai.